Welcome to the podcast at Delphi.org. This week is another MVP Spotlight, and today we'll be interviewing Dr. Yılmaz Yürü from Turkey. He is a C++ developer MVP who has a PhD in mechanical engineering. Lots of great, interesting stuff here today. We'll note that there are some screenshots that he shared with me that you can view on our blog at Delphi.org. Just search for Yılmaz, Y-I-L-M-A-Z. Also, there is a video that I lined up the screenshots with his explanation of what those are about. So you can check that out there as well.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Jim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How is it going?
It's going well. It's crazy busy with the Berlin release, but
yeah, that was awesome. I like it, and I have time. I find the time to test that.
Oh, good. So, how do I pronounce your name?
You can call me Yılmaz, but in real, Yılmaz is my name. But it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, do you use C++ Builder exclusively, or do you also use Delphi, or?
I'm mostly using C++ Builder, but I know many languages. I used many EDs, many platforms, and many operating systems also. It's a long background, you know. I started when I was in college, in the first school, in the first class, and I start with Amstrad MPC computers, you know that, I think. Amstrad CPC, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I start with that, with the basic language, and then I bought an Amiga computer, one step of the Commodore 64 computers, you know. And after that, I'm faced with Amos Basic. I used Amos Basic too much, maybe 3 years. I had a lot of programs on it, and then I find SAS-C programming language in there. Also, I was using your first Borland C++, I think it was Turbo C maybe.
Yep.
Yeah, I was using Turbo C when I was in a university. When I was in a home, I was using SAS-C++. And I also use sometimes Lattice C and other C languages. There was Amiga E language, sometimes assembler, a little bit, but not much. But mostly, also I used Delphi and Fortran, Pascal, and other core languages. And then I caught to the Palm computers, you know, there were Palm handhelds before the iPhone.
Right, right.
And I Palm. Also... Yeah, I also write some codes on Object-C with to the iPhone, iOS computers. And also, I used many Linux operating systems, Debian, Red Hat, and other things. And I like GCC compiler. It's very powerful, you know. And I had some other computational programs on the Linux side, especially 64-bit, about 64-bit competitions, mostly about engineering. And yeah, you know, I'm a mechanical engineer, but I like programming. So this was my second side. I was always programming to the many kinds, mostly about engineering things. And today I have a company. This is the fourth year of the company. After the university, I was work as an assistant in the university for the academic stuff, you know. And I have many academic papers about programming and artificial neural network, some energy computing, energy analysis, and other things. So there's a very wide computer history, computer programming history, and then I like to programming, but I used many coding ideas like Eclipse, like Visual C, GCC, Ruby, and many Notepad, C++, and all many ideas. I am always checking new technologies, you know. But one of the best is my C++ builders or Rust Studio, I mean. IDE is very powerful. I like it. This is always the best, I think. And it is very powerful. And after the XE versions, it is much more powerful because you code once and you run in different platforms with one code. This is a very powerful thing, I think, and it's very native. And you do very strong applications on Android, iOS, OSX, whatever you want to. So I like to be here with the Embarcadero. And also I like David, I, and you and others, because you are a little bit much more warmer than other companies.
Oh, well, thank you.
Really. And I have a wide spread customers. Some customers are professors at the university, and they want special projects. We are doing very special codes for the students, for education, and for analyzers, mostly engineering analyzers, or analyzing student behaviors, or analyzing student, collecting data for them. And in the last project, one of the last projects, we did a game. This game is asking questions, cultural questions.
Uh-huh.
Something like, who is the president of the USA today? Something like that. And there are some other special questions inside it, and the teacher and professor is analyzing those questions. And this was like a game, but it was also academic research for understanding the knowledge of the students. So we are doing many different things, 3D, two-dimensional programming and analyzes, including fluid dynamics, thermodynamics analyzes, and other solutions. For example, renewable energy projects like heat pump systems. We analyze heat pump systems, energy and energy efficiencies of the heat pump systems. And we are doing many things with your great, powerful C++ builder.
Yeah, I was looking at your the programs on your blog, on your website here, and there's a lot of cool-looking stuff here. And this is all done in C++ builder?
Yes, mostly C++ builder, yes. Some of them are old, very old, Borland 6 maybe.
Okay.
Borland C++ builder. We are also doing some automation machines, control pneumatic and hydraulic machines. And they are working with the PC and with Windows and mostly. And the C++, our codes, our application is running on Windows, and it is controlling the whole automation system from the USB port.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's a control panel and other engines and step motors and other, mechanisms and sensors, and everything is controlled by the application. So we are doing vending machines, something like that. And it is recording, it is talking, it is saving data, and you can also use it remote if you want. But
I've heard that a lot of the, I always try and understand our customers and what the, why they use our tools and what is it about our tools they like. But I've heard that a lot of our C++ developers are in that area there where they're doing this industrial automation, where they're integrating into systems, connects all that stuff in the back end together. And that sounds like that's a lot of what you're doing too, right?
You know, Delphi is easier than the C++. And it's powerful than the C++, I think, and for doing something like account management system or something like that with data, especially. But C++ is very powerful when you are doing 3D system, or if you want to add a 3D application inside, because C++ is much more faster. Yeah, much more faster when you want to analyze something, much more faster when you want to do, because of the this integrated compiler system, because of this system. So I think this is why we choose C++ Builder for the engineering.
Okay.
Because it's much more faster, and so you can, we also do a CAD system, something like AutoCAD or SolidWorks, you know. So if you are working with 3D objects, and if you are, if you want to do analyzes and graphics, et cetera, faster, and so C++ Builder is the best for this, I think. Plus all, there's new visual styles in the C++ Builder XE. So it makes it much more shiny. So I like your product, and I'm trying to explain your product in everywhere, every conferences or other things, trying to spread around here. When I was in the college, there was many Borland C programs, and all the teachers in university, when I was in the college, but I was going to the university with, I was programming with university students there in the university laboratories. And I know that everyone was using Borland compilers, Borland products at 19s, I think. But after a while, Microsoft goes in front of everything, and nowadays, and no lessons, nothing, I think no lessons about Borland products now. And still there are old users, but they are using Visual C, mostly Visual C Sharp or whatever, and they know how Delphi and C++ Builder is, but they don't know what is now. I think they don't know the last 10 years of the of these products mostly.
Yeah, I find that a lot of times if I talk to someone that's not currently using one of our products, is like you said, about 10 years ago is what they're pictures, and it's like, no, it's changed quite a bit since then. It's a entirely new system.
They are asking me, is still Delphi alive or something like that sometimes. And in our company, we have also innovative things, some products for the blinds, for the energy efficiency, for the future. And we are being in a competitions for those innovative products, and if we go future, we would like to use your products in their insights, something like that.
What is it you do as far as artificial intelligence? How does that work into what you do?
Yeah, this is one of the first project. There was a link.
Okay, so it's code.google.com/archive/p/abraina, A-B-R-A-I-N-A.
When I was using Amiga computer, I was doing mostly focus on the artificial intelligence. And after, this is a very long story, and sometimes I'm working on it, sometimes I'm working back to the jobs, I have. And this is a long story. I'm doing memory model and other intelligence inside it. And I think I'm mostly focused on the general artificial neuron, so trying to simulate as a data, something like that, and all data is working like neurons on this application. And this application was first built in almost basic and then C++, and now it is on C++ builder. Also, there's another part of it which works on the server, and it is working on the Linux side, but it's a very long project, and this is not clear when will happen, but I'm trying to do this also. And I used your TTS application. It's working very great. You know, Google
Talk. Right, the text-to-speech,
Yeah, the first text-to-speech, there were many text-to-speech applications. You know, recognition of speech is very hard because many different voices, many different people around.
Yeah.
And Microsoft did this first, and you were reading about 10 pages or more. After a while, it was understanding that your voice is something like, but it wasn't very successful. Cortana is a little bit better, but I think Google is the best now.
Yeah.
TTS is the best now because in our language, in Turkish, it is very perfect. It understands all the words, mostly. I can say 95%. So I think you should do that as a component for the C++ and Delphi. This is a very great application. I like it. And we have a project on the university. We are waiting for it. If it is accepted, we gonna use your component for the blind students.
Oh, okay.
To teach. Yeah, there is open education. We are going to help them by using it. They're gonna learn their lessons. There will be reading and speech recognition also, maybe some exams and questions, something like that. Something like a small assistant for this open education that will be. But we are waiting for the project results to be accepted. If it is accepted, then we're going to start the project.
Excellent. Very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, we have many applications, many different areas. And also we are building a new game now. This is also another project. Gaming industry is, I made some small games, but yeah, this link.
D-A-G-M-E-N, Degmen.com.
And Degmen is a digital adventure game, and I'm coding this in C++ fully also, and trying to use, I want to use C++ builder because, you know, XE has a very good in image effects, image animations, something like that.
Right. So are you using FireMonkey?
Yeah. This project has one part is Windows part. It will be engine. Document engine, and the other part is the gameplay. It will work on Android and iOS and PC also.
Okay.
Probably will be free at the beginning. I don't know, but it's a very big project, and we are working with students from theater, from movie, you know, directors, cameras, etc. Many professionals needed for this.
This is
a game you play with pictures and videos, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, look at this, looks really cool actually.
Yeah, something like that. And so we should build a great engine for that, but to start this we need some funding, and we are waiting for this. If it's accepted, then we're gonna start this.
Very cool.
We start this, but we can't go future. We need some funds for it. Yeah, it is.
You know, it's always interesting that, you know, Delphi and C++ Builder are really good for, you know, I'd like to say line of business type applications, but then I see people doing cool games, and I've seen a lot of people do some really amazing games with Delphi and C++ Builder, and it's just other, you know, non line of business type applications, and it's always just so impressive to see the breadth of stuff you can do with the development tools if you want to.
Yeah, that is. I have also some Android games for the small term. Maybe I'm going to release. I don't know now. But we are mostly focused on engineering applications, so no time for the games in real. But if there's funding, so we can focus on games again. And maybe I can share some screenshots here.
If you want to see the screenshots he's sharing with me, visit our website, adelphi.org, and search for YILMAZ, YILMAZ.
Yeah, this is a heat pump application about maybe 5 years ago. You can see every actions in the heat pump, temperature, pressure, everything at the every point of the heat pump. This is an application, and it has more than 8 billion data. Yeah, because it was obtaining data in seconds. And this is another game application that I say to you, asking questions. This is made in FireMonkey, and the analysis tool of this game, AnaBuildG, is the game. Is the game screenshot here?
So this is analysis of the game. Is that okay?
Yeah. Analysis of the questions. Yeah, results. This is the showing that. You can analyze the results of the game after that. Yeah. And professor is doing articles on that.
So, you know, we have this cool app contest going on. Have you heard about this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You should enter some of these. These are pretty interesting, pretty impressive applications you're doing into the cool app competition.
Thank you, because your product is very awesome. And this is another project in our city. We are collecting all data of the schools. So you can measure how much energy you consume for a student. This is, you can see the results of the schools.
Wow.
Changes. Yeah. This is another application. And this is pump design application. You want to design a pump impeller, and you type what you have in your pump design and what RPM should be, what is the pressure, etc. And then it is designing it in OpenGL version at the left side, as you see, and has calculation results also.
So you provide the requirements on the left, and then designs the impeller on the right. That's really cool.
Yeah, on the right, and designs, and also has the results about what is the diameter of it and other things.
Wow.
Many results inside. Reporting, I can say, yeah. This is another tool. And this is, you know, there are showers, and this is very old application, I think about 10 years ago. I know I have to update this one, but no time for it. So you are typing with depth of your shower, and it is and design, and it is designing, and it is also calculating how much aluminum profile you need for it.
So this is doing, did you say a shower enclosure?
Yes. Yeah, okay. It's doing shower enclosure, and customer is using it for having data for the all his customers. And
wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it has all data about the profiles, every millimeters, every profile details there. So it's calculating its weight and the price.
Excellent.
And this is another project. This is something like a water channel, rectangular water channel, and you put something inside. And you see all the nodes, and you know, Navier Stokes equations are solved in it. And you are solving, it solves 1 billion unknown equations in seconds or less, whatever. When I did this, I was waiting about 7 days with Pentium 133. But nowadays it is very faster, you know, just in minutes you can find results. You can see all the velocity and pressure values in every node in the water.
So, yeah, this is the fluid dynamics then.
Yeah, yes, this is the fluid dynamics. And also there are other examples for the thermodynamics.
Wow.
Sometimes. Yeah. And this is one of my friend's thesis. I helped for him. He don't know programming language very well, C++. And this is calculating two differential gears, and you can analyze every node of the gear. You can watch the path of the gear nodes, and you can analyze it. This is something like that. Yeah, there are many applications.
Yeah.
There. And this is another application, maybe very different. This can be done by Delphi, maybe, but I like to use C++, so I use it.
Sure.
And this is for filters, water filters, you know, clean water filters. They are.
Yep. Right.
They should check every water filter's maintenance monthly, yearly, daily. And there's a very big data in there, and they are collecting their data, and they find which customer needs to be their filter needs to be changed or not. So they are using this application, and this is something like RPM product, something like that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they have many data for it. Yeah, still they are using it. Yeah.
What is the database you're using on the back end for this?
I used Interbase many years ago.
Yeah. But,
we have a company in the USA which also provides web servers, other things, and they also provide MySQL data for us. And you know, MySQL is very easy to use and very faster. So our data is mostly about engineering and you know, not much security. You don't need so much security. So we are using MySQL mostly. But before MySQL, I think I was using Paradox and other databases. But I also use MS SQL and Interbase. But Interbase was very less, I think.
One thing I've always liked about Delphi and C++ Builder is that it makes it easy to work with pretty much any database. Whatever database you want to use, you can just use it. So that, yeah, totally understand that.
Yeah, because it's free and we don't pay for the database, and it is very faster, and it's located in the USA also. And so if there's an earthquake here, and so it is safe. Data is safe. So we are using my SQL data now, but we can use all data because we connect MySQL over the ODBC. We are not using FireDeck or other tools.
But, okay, yeah.
But we have some maybe new projects and we may use MyDeck. MyDeck supports MySQL because FireDeck is not supporting for the FireMonkey. It's not supporting my.
MySQL, so you're going to use the. Well, it uses it for FireMonkey, but not for mobile. So you're going to use MyDeck to remotely connect to MySQL then? Okay.
Yeah. I test MyDeck is very easy to use. It's very same as FireDeck, but using. There is no problem connecting to the MySQL data. It was very easy to use, and I like it. And maybe in the future for the mobile applications, I will try to use it.
Yeah, cool.
Depends on the FireDeck support, maybe change. And also, I used I'm using your test reports, Q reports, and other Turbo PDF, other Gedit tools, some of them. I'm using it. We had some small projects there about converting PDFs to the pictures, something like that. I worked on it. So I have many applications, mostly. I'm coding this by myself. Rarely I have friends, but they are mostly doing help to the databases or database controls and other things.
Well, yeah, you're doing some cool stuff here. It's always exciting to see.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Very cool. So what is it? Is there anything coming in the future, whether it be with our products or otherwise in technology, that you're really excited about looking forward to?
Yes. I like there will be Linux support in your product also. This is really awesome. I'm sure Linux will be will be much more popular because of your applications. And I think you are on the good way, and quality is very important. And I heard in the last meeting with you with Embarcadero, I heard that will be RAD servers, and
yes,
this is really nice. And it's of course there should be money for that, but for the small applications, for the testers and students, there should be very small free things, and maybe one table, maybe 1 megabyte table, something like that. Very small things.
Right.
For the 1 or 2 users can use that. So they can test your server, and they can easily test applications. After that, they buy another solutions for the RAD servers. They can buy that.
Right. Yeah. 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 So the per user license purchasing. Yep. All right. Well, thank you. This has been a lot of fun talking with you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Happy to have you in the MVP program. It's one thing I enjoy about my job is getting to meet all our fabulous MVPs, and all of you are just doing such a neat stuff, and getting to know each of you individually and finding out all the cool things you do. And it's really, really exciting.
Oh, cool. In real life, sometimes I want to email you, but I'm reading your emails, of course, but I don't reply because I'm thinking that you are very busy and I don't want to disturb you because of my emails. So this is why I don't reply back, but I'm reading your emails mostly.
Oh, good. Well, feel free to email me. I am busy, but I always love hearing back from people. And if there's if there's things you need from me, I will certainly do my best to try and help you out.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Absolutely. Great. Well, I am going to let you go. It's late in the evening for you there, so appreciate your time and appreciate all that you do.
Yeah, we do meeting today with the Mechanical Engineering Society. And
They
elect me as the head of it.
Oh, wow.
And now I'm very happy.
Wow, that's this really exciting.
I'm sorry. This is why I canceled that.
Yeah. Well, that's a good reason.
Yeah, it was a small commission, but it was important for us.
Yeah. Well, very cool.
Thank you.
Congratulations, yeah.
Yeah, I will inform you if we had a new product or other things, and you send some link for the products, amount of product or something like that. I know that. I'm going to try to fill if I can.
Excellent. Very cool. Well, thank you so much. That's exciting news about the being elected head of the Mechanical Engineering Society. And so,
thank you very much.
Yeah. And keep up the good work. And I'll look forward to talking to you later.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
And thank you for everything.
Yep. Absolutely.
And Balan is very nice. I like it.
Oh, good.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye. For more information about this episode and more, visit delphi.org. Until next time, this is Jim McKeith. May all your code compile and your programs be exceptional. Our theme music is provided by Phil Smith.